RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And there's great joy in this morning's newspaper pictures of the Republic of Ireland celebrating victory over Finland. Des, more.
Yeah, lots of coverage, as you say. A 2-1 victory over Finland in Helsinki. The Finns ranked well above Ireland, the second favourites in the group, behind Sweden. But this win gives Vera Pauw's Irish side a huge boost in that qualifying group after goals from Megan Connolly and Denise O'Sullivan, the second courtesy of a poor goalkeeping error. But Ireland can now look forward to sellout games in Tallinn next month for the visit of Slovakia and Georgia, and 6 points from those games would put Ireland in a very strong position for qualifying. Tony O'Donoghue spoke to the Irish coach Vera Pauw.
This was not our most beautiful game, but the most effective game. And if you see the way that they can have the discipline to play that style when we need it, that is amazing. And you can only say that all those defeats that we had with all those high-ranked teams, without those defeats, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
But momentum is such an important thing in sport, and now you've got it.
Yeah. We said it needs to turn round. The luck needs to come our way. We had a few times luck. If you can score immediately after having received a goal in, that's fantastic, because that means that this team is so flexible in their acting already.
You've got the 3 points on the road, which is always difficult against an opponent ranked higher than you.
Yeah.
What will this do for the confidence now?
Well, it gives us such a boost that we can get out of this group. We can. It will many games to go, many difficult games to go, because Slovakia is also a very difficult game. And even Georgia, they won 3-0 from Georgia. And if you see the pressure that they put on us. But it's a good boost. And next month, we have the next games.
Yeah, a fine win. In Belfast, Northern Ireland drew 2-2 with Austria. Suffered late heartache, really, the Northern team, because Stephanie Enziger's stoppage time equaliser denied the North what would have been a famous win. 2 goals in 5 minutes from Laura Wade and Demi Vance had put Northern Ireland in control after Barbara Dunst gave Austria a first half lead, but they couldn't quite hold out for a third win in Group D. It finished level. Now, the FAI has warned fans not to buy any illicit tickets for next month's clash between Ireland and Portugal after tickets were found to be selling for 4 times face value on touting sites. Demand for the game was huge. Many fans were left disappointed as tickets sold out within minutes of going on sale. Last night, the FAI acknowledged the match tickets were currently circulating online at inflated prices. They warned fans who purchased tickets they risk being denied entry. There are dodgy tickets around. We'll have more on that from Angus in just a few minutes. Elsewhere, it was a bittersweet night for Southampton's young Irish international Will Smallbone at Stamford Bridge. Having recovered from a serious ACL injury, Smallbone was introduced by Southampton in the second half of their League Cup game at Chelsea for his first game in 9 months. Southampton held on for a very good 1-1 draw after Shea Adams cancelled out Kai Havertz's opener for Chelsea, but the game then went to penalties. Smallbone took one but missed it. He and Theo Walcott both missed, so Reece James scored the winner for Chelsea on penalties. At the Emirates Stadium, Callum Chambers and Eddie Nketiah scored for Arsenal in a 2-0 win over Leeds. And League One side Sunderland are also through to the last 8. They beat Queen's Park Rangers 3-1 on penalties after the side finished scoreless at the end of normal time. In boxing, JP Hale represents Ireland at the World Championships in Belgrade today. The Irish lightweight faced a tough task against local fighter Semiz Alicic. In rugby, the Six Nations chief executive Ben Morrell insists there are no plans to add Southampton to the Six Nations Championship, with enhancement of both the July and November window seen as a greater priority for him. In racing, Cheltenham Gold Cup hero Manella Indo had 7 confirmations for the champion chase at Dunroyal on Saturday. And action today, Angus, is at Dundalk. The first race is off at 3:30.